Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kurt, what do we know about the information that the two are accused of accessing?
Well, the accusation is that they were looking up people who were basically negative toward the Saudi royal family. So these are people who, you know, were political dissidents and who the government there was interested in keeping tabs on. And so Twitter works, it allows people to be anonymous, right? You don't need to use your real name. You don't need to use your real title. But if you're an employee and you're behind the scenes and you can find out what email or what phone number is attached to a certain account, you can kind of tie an identity to an actual Twitter account. And that's where the real problem is here.
Can they also access their personal messages, that kind of?
There are employees at these companies who can access that kind of stuff, and obviously the expectation is they access it for the right reasons, right? For troubleshooting or for privacy or security reasons, not because they are, doing the work of another state government. So there are employees that can do that, but again, this was an abuse of power.
How long had it been going on?
It sounds like this was happening in late 2014 and kind of into early and then mid-2015. So this was a few years ago, and it sounds like it went on for at least probably a year. And the employees there were compensated. They were paid some cash. There was one mention in the DOJ announcement that one of the employees received a fancy watch. So, you know, this was not, this was a pretty concerted and coordinated effort.
Did Twitter ever catch them? Is that why they're no longer there?
The story that we have yesterday says that Twitter fired one of the employees. And this is the employee that was, I believe, arrested, who is still in the United States. The other one is not. So it was something the company, it sounds like, was aware of, but they have not yet really commented on exactly what they knew at that time.
So should Twitter be keeping track in some way, keeping better track?
Oh, yeah. I think this is something that all tech companies probably have to deal with. I mean, especially these companies as they get much bigger. I mean, Facebook has, I believe, more than 40,000 employees are around there right now. Google, way more than that. Apple, way more than that. And these are all companies that are very global, right? So you have employees all over the world. I don't think that it's crazy to think that this is the kind of thing that might be happening at other companies as well. And, you know, the internal security teams at those companies are probably doing their best to weed these people out.
Twitter saying anything about this?
Twitter's response was a little bit bland, if you will. They thanked the DOJ and the U.S. government for their work. They said they went out of their way to kind of say that we restrict access to user data to certain employees to kind of let people know that this isn't the kind of thing that every single employee would be able to do. But again, they have not said a ton about what they knew back then. And so I think that's a lingering question.
This isn't something every employee could do. That's, I'm not sure how to take that.
That's what they say. And if you recall, I think it was a few years ago, an employee was leaving Twitter and actually shut down President Donald Trump's account on his way out the door and got a lot of attention for that. And that also raised some questions about what these employees have access to and what they don't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.